You know, I didn't have time to comb my hair, what there is of it, and what there isn't of it, I don't want to show it either, so if you all would excuse my hat. He said, I've been playing all my life. No, last 40 years, it sat there, you know, and once in a great while I'd get down and fool with it. But if, I'd like to tell you the kind of things we played for, weddings, christenings, dances, all over the place. And the nice thing about it, I was telling one of your Delsimer students, they always came up to, for instance, a dance, and they everybody has their favorite Hungarian song. Well, they come up to the band, you say. But when they're coming up to that band, they're reaching in their purse. And back in those days, you know, money was hard, but it looked like people give it away a lot easier than they do nowadays. And a man had come up, or a lady, either one, and wanted their favorite song, they hand you a $5 or $10 bill, nothing under a $5. And you take in the course of a night, playing for a dance, and everybody wanting their favors, plus we got paid for coming there, too. So we made a lot of money. That was good. And there was so many of, well, it was all regulars most of the time around the hometown, but we'd be watching, when we're playing up on the stage, and we'd watch people coming in through the door, you know, into the dance hall. And we knew all our favorite songs. And every time a certain person come in, we'd play their favorite song. They'd march right up there and lay a $10 bill on the dustbin. And we had the, well, first fiddle, second fiddle, third fiddle Dad played. He played the oompa-pa, went with the big bull fiddle. But every time they laid money on that dustbin, we put it in a bass, and that bass was almost full a lot of times, I tell you. So that's what we was in it for, the money, plus the... and it didn't make me feel any better. I was just a young man. And Mom was the boss in the house, you see. And Dad and us come home, even after we started work, I started working the coal mine. Bring the pay home, same way with this Delsimer music. I never saw a penny of it. Mom just waiting right there. Then I had the beggar to buy me a pair of shoes. God rest her soul. But that's the way it was in them days. I'm talking depression and things like that, so it might be going too far back for some of you young men. But it was a lot of fun, and but like I told you before, I hated this thing when I was a kid because it took me away from all my fishing, the things that I like to do, anything but fool with this thing. And of course, once we started making money, well, then it started paying off. Money isn't the root of all evil, but it sure come in handy, don't it? And we must have lots of it. Much of it as we give away to every place else except the United States. We must be loaded. I never could understand why we could have so much money and still be $1 trillion in debt. I wish somebody explained that to me. But, and I'm glad Jerry found me through Patty, and thank you for that, Patty, because this thing just been laying there. And, you know, like I say that 40 years and once a year, I don't think I touched it that much in the last 40 years. But when Jerry showed up, I said, hey, I better start learning to live something on it. So that's how it's come about. But I just want you to know you're a wonderful group of people. I tell you, I guess Delsimers make people nice, don't they? Anybody interested in Delsimers got to be nice folks, and that's the way I look at it. I wish my wife was one of them. That's another, well, she's a, you all been watching Lithuanian on a stubborn, well, that's my wife, she's a Lithuanian. And this is one Marjorie that made a mistake and married a Lithuanian. We just don't hit it off. But she never did care for the music, never did. My fiddle playing her this, and I bought me an expensive organ, the whole bit, but I played it for a little, and then she got tired of it, which was only about one day, you know. That organ just sits there. So I'm not running her down. She's all right for some things. But she's just not musically inclined, you see. And you have to be, especially with instruments like this. You've got to love music. You've got to be genuinely interested in it. Or you'll never learn. But I had to learn against my will. I did. They had to have the old Delsimer player retired, got too old, so I paid $30 for this. And I paid for it as we played for dancers. He'd keep a dollar out of my pay. Each dance or each shindig we played for, and got it paid for like that. So, and I understand that gentleman here in town somewhere, Dr. Bennett, I think it is, he just bought one for $3,500. So they've come away. But these are steel. My cousin, we both work in the mines. The wood kept splitting and letting a lot of these things fly loose, you know. And that was dangerous. So, some woodsman, he bragged about what a good woodman he was, and he put blocks in there every which way, and it lasted about 6 months. So that's when my cousin decided he went in the mine, or worked in the mine, and he brought these steel plates out and re-drilled them, you know, drilled holes in them, and that's reading this thing was set forever, I reckon. But ask me something. I'm getting more nervous by the minute. My favorite tune? Dark Eyes. Well, I don't know about this thing. That's not Hungarian, you know. No, I can't.
Perhaps it'd be number five, then.
And that's the high class Hungarian. I'm peasant. Hopefully you'll think it's in the song. It won't make any difference. I can't see too good. I could even fool with the bass. I hated that because it was hard enough for me to find out something how to play it up here, you know. And when I was in the band, I seldom ever used that, but didn't know how. Now I know how, but it's a lot harder, and I still don't fool with it if I don't have to. Name a song or something that I might know. Who? I'm sorry. I never could play anything like that. Oh, I could try, but give me your fiddle, I'll fiddle go. I've never played any. Every time I sit down to it, it'll be maybe something a little Italian or Hungarian. That's my love, you see, Hungarian music. And I try to play American songs, and I sound like a foreigner, don't I? I'm not. I'm born and raised in this country. Hillbilly and glad of it. Hungarian hillbilly. See, I can't do that. Maybe if I dwell on it a while and practice on it. I'll tell you one thing, since y'all like that kind of music, again, I get home and I go to fool with it, and I'm going to fool with everything but Hungarian. But Lord, I slip back into Hungarian automatically. I can't help it, you know. Okay, all right. This is basically a background in a Hungarian band. And it's not that much of a solo instrument where we had the rhythm with us, you know. And to play a chardash, I can play it about the speed we play it, but it just don't come out right without the oompa-pa and the bass and the bull and so on and behind it. But, oh, Lordy, I'm getting nervous. I love my minor music, too. I can't help that. I'll play major sometime, but I love minor music. It got that gypsy tone to it, you know. That's what I like about it. I think my people was gypsies or Hungarian. They might have been gypsies. Okay. This is the one that Margo just learned. The son, because he was out chasing girls, you see. That's what the song says. And he's going out anyhow, and he's looking back over his shoulder, said, Mom, don't get mad. Said, don't you remember when Dad come chasing you? Now, that's the way the song went. So.
She got mad.
Pardon? He wore, and that's what the girl liked about him. That's some of the crazy song in Hungarian. And that's a tearjerker because it's this young fella, he come home and he went out to the graveyard to visit his mother's grave. And I can't talk anymore because it brings me to mind too much. You know, I get blubbered up, I shouldn't, but I just can't help it. And he's standing there at his grave singing this song. Says, wake up, mother, wake up. And I want you to see what your boy turned out to be. And he was a scallywag, you see. But it just, he'd realized how bad he'd been about his mom, and that's him going out to the grave and singing that. They have their sad song. Let me think of a funny one. I don't think, you don't know many. Pardon?
Can you play it again? Play it again.
Oh, that sad song?
Yeah.
All right. Tell her to wake up. Kay fell on yam, Kay fell on sheet on me. Nays make me and scrub hard. The old sad one. Billy's bad boy and he's leaving town, he said. Nobody cares for him or something. He told you I'm a full of talk of shortcut. And my chicken, did you let take my small time? She locked alone, chatty day. He went out in the field sun under the star, and that's really so nobody could see his tears. It's crazy when you explain them like that, but it comes out nice when you understand the singing, you know. What else? Where'd Jerry go? Where'd Jerry go?
Oh, he might be behind your back.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
When you were learning, did you have to practice scales? Did you have
scales?
Your songs that you...
There's not a madron in this world know what scale mean, I don't think.
That's a
real madron I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, pretty soon I'm going to be running madron down. I sure don't mean that because I'm proud to be a madron, a hungry American madron. I'm getting balled up here. But I can't help it. I was brought up that way, brought up in, just like y'all brought up in your hillbilly music and so. And incidentally, I used to fiddle for square dances back when I was younger. Every Friday and Saturday night, Colby Club in Fairmont, we used to fiddle there. Or I used to play the fiddle. I can't even hold a fiddle now. That's more old age, whatever you call that stuff. It gets and don't let your arms move and your fingers shake or nothing. But still, my love for music is the hunger in music. I just brought up like that. That's all I ever heard at home. That's all I did as a young'un. So.
Have you ever been to Hungary?
Yeah, I was back there in '83. The only time I was over there, I wanted to see my mom's birthplace. And my cousin still lives right in the same house. And this has long since been under worship in Russian territory since World War I. And they have their own place. They live right on the main road, got a beautiful house. Cow, chickens, pigs, have their own garden, and that's in Russia. So they, basically, they're well off. I don't know. Everybody works. The old women, they all wear the babushkas. I got there by train at 2 o'clock in the morning in the railroad station, and they had that huge row of steps outside, and all old women out there at 2 o'clock in the morning mopping them, wiping them steps down and everything. Everybody works, and everybody gets paid a little bit of something. And they have socialized medicine, doctors, nothing, a hospital, just walk in, wherever, and don't cost them nothing. Of course, I don't know about their treatment, but my people have been living a long time. So that's not a bad thing in a sense, I guess, because you go to a doctor nowadays, where is Jerry at? Run off again. Well, I've been to doctors. I tell you, the American Medical Association is taking off of us what everybody else can't get. Y'all been to doctors. My gracious.
Joe, nice gypsy. You played some songs. You have other kinds of music that would be more for dancing.
For dancing?
For dance,
so. Well, that's all. Yeah. Now, a lot of these, we call them hogatos, them slow songs. That's the people want their favorites, and I was telling you about that. And then from then you go into the chardash. And I'll give a little sample of it. It's hard without, that's the pretty one, that's the pretty girl, that's the pretty girl, the one who got the blue eye. You ever heard of a blue-eyed Hungarian? I never heard of it. Now that's the slow chardash, so to speak. Just a regular old two-step. And only difference you all two-step in a Hungarian chardash, the men are so proud of how fast they can turn their women around, And they did the more turning, then they'd turn the other way. And when they said, y'all talk about kicking up heels. Well, now, my daddy, that's the way he did the chardash. And when he kicked his heel up, he was hitting it with both hands, So, I don't know how he ever did it. My leg's too short for one thing. To do by myself without the band making excuses. No, I don't say drunken people. I mean, you know, when you go to a dance, you don't never see nobody on that dance floor until they've had just the right amount of shots at your table. And then you see everybody gets flustered a little bit about the same time. Because the first hour there, until your drinks have taken effect, you don't see nobody on the dance floor. And I don't, never could understand that. Nobody wanted to be first or something. But after they had a couple, dance floor was loaded. I might be telling people, maybe y'all don't drink or anything. I don't either. I don't either. I quit a long time ago. I used to do it for the fun. Would y'all like me to try to play something or whatever? Jerry, help me out here. I'm running out of steam again. Pardon? Polkas. I can't hear you.
Those are two Hungarian dances to do in New York. Mezzoshinky?
I can't understand that last word. You missed. Well, we lovingly call that Hoover time, you know, back in Depression days. And if you had bacon, you know, you at least had some bacon. But what y'all call going out on a picnic, now my people, the men folk, all get together in the community and they head out in the woods, build them a fire and they'd have their bacon. And they get this Vienna bread and just slice it long ways. And you just hold that bacon, not in the fire, just over the fire till it started dripping. Meanwhile, you'd have onions and pepper and stuff cut up on that long slice of bread, and just drip that bacon grease all over that. I know that sounds terrible, but if you ever tasted it, I'll tell you, you'd love it. It's good. Of course, we was all forever hungry at that time, too. And they also had their little bottle with the little ball. Each had a little ball, which made one big ball, but they took them on the bacon. They'd start there early in the morning, and it'd be right at dark when they come back. You could hear them coming back. They'd be singing, I tell you, and all that. Yeah, those were the good old days, I tell you.
Can you tell us a bit about the history of your instrument?
Where I think this one came from? All I can say, it came from the old country. And to my knowledge, it's at least 80 years old enough, you know, and probably older than that. And like I said, I had to have these replaced with steel because the wood just wouldn't stay put. And like I was telling Jerry, I couldn't even attempt to tune this thing up to piano A because I don't know whether the strings could stand it or not, being as old as it is. And I tell you, well, y'all got dulcimers. And that's a lot of work tuning one of them rascals, you know that? I'll tell you. One time in the time when I played in the band, one time some bright rascal in the band, I think it was my cousin John too, we're gonna put all new strings on that dulcimer. Well, now, you know how you do that. You measure that thing, cut it off, and you got to find that off. And putting the timer, it'd be four strings to each tone, you know. Some of them was three. And time you get done putting that on and new string, when you put new strings on this thing, you get it all tuned up nice, and then you go to play it, and string stretch or whatever they do, and you got to go all, that's a pain, I'll tell you. But that's the only time I ever restrung one. I'll never restring another one, I'll tell you. It's just too much work.
Did you ever play any other similar instruments, like somebody else's shawl, or is that the only one that you've ever played?
Yeah, well, my cousin John, Jerry, had occasion to see it. He made one. Beautiful thing, too, isn't it, Jerry? And how that rascal makes such a beautiful instrument and not play it. See, he's a maker, a builder, and not a player, I guess. He was more interested in making them. But he sure made a pretty one. I was telling him, I said, Flax, I said, when you die, don't forget to leave that to me, you know. His kids is like mine. They all grew up and went off and not interested in music anymore. And of course, through Jerry, I got my daughter learning to play this one now. She said, Dad, I need it at home. Well, I know how to get treated at home. She'd stick it in the basement, and like her kids, my grandchildren ruined the piano down there. Just, no, I wouldn't. She can have it when I die. And the prices of them nowadays, you all heard that, how much that doctor here in town get for one, $3,500. I don't see why they should cost that much, really. Pardon? Yeah. And Dr. Barnett, I don't know if y'all know him here in Alpha. He called me at home, and he said that he bought this off a man in the state of Washington. There's someplace else Hungarians got to. I don't know how they got too far away. But he said that he got instructions with it, but it's all in Hungarian. I'm thinking to myself, that hung here and seen that man coming. That's all he does. I think maybe I'd have liked to drop in on him, but I don't think I'll have time this trip. But, you know, like, I always like seeing new timbalum.
What about your hammers?
Pardon?
What are your hammers?
These are my pride and joy. I bought them when I was in Budapest. I just sorry I didn't. I had plenty of money. Why only bought one pair beyond me? I knew why. I was afraid the wife would holler at me because I spent too much money. I got maybe 40 of these things at home, you know. After having these, I don't fool with them. These are perfect. Nobody can tell me what kind of wood that is. It's awful thin, isn't it? And it's got a good bounce to it, but...
Joe, can you talk about how it's tuned?
Pardon?
Can you talk about how it's tuned? Like how the notes go?
Uh-huh. Oh, you want me to talk about her? Well, it's just like your dulcimer. I think my dulcimer, the setup, the tone setup, well, of course, it's me or mine, you know, and that's the only one I've ever played, and yours is strange to me. But the tone setups are different. Mine would go... Now that's these four lower strings, you see, and on yours you can't do that. Now you can with one upper, you start with one up above, and you know, do re mi fa sol la ti do, but you don't start at the bottom and go up like this one does. Then. Thank you. appreciate that. I can hardly wait to go home and tell my wife how nice you people are. I wish she'd have come so she could see what nice people there is, you know. Ain't none of it ever rubbed off on her much. I love her. Yeah, I'm stuck. Jerry, help me here.
Joe, who did you learn to play from? Were there other cymbalum players that you heard?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So you learned it from your family as they played fiddle. You put the tunes on for them.
They didn't even... My dad, he never could play a fiddle. He, the bass, you know, the bass here... And he was in between, and that's what give you the fast rhythm or the slow dance rhythm or something like that. But no, and I played a. Y'all remember? Well, no, you're too young. The old Italian button chord. Now I played one of them when I was 6 years old, and then I went from that to the violin, just learning by myself, you know. Mouth harp and all that kind of stuff. Always loved some kind of music. But that's what they did with me. They just stuck me in that room and said, learn how to play it.
There was an old man in the band or something who was quitting. Didn't you tell me that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the reason I had to learn how to play this bad band.
Did he help you learn?
Pardon?
That man
no,
learn?
No.
Just stole it to you and
yeah,
play it.
Yeah. I guess, well, maybe he figured he'd had enough of it rather than try to teach somebody to play it, you know. But,
did you hear anyone playing in Hungary where they playing the same kind of music?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. I always dream about the gypsy bands. There was a few of them in this country. But when you go to Hungary, that's where they are, any foreign country, you know. And my hotel in Budapest. I could hardly wait to get down to the supper club. Remember me about me talking about money? Let me tell you, them rascals, the gypsies are 10 times worse than anybody else for wanting money. But all I walked up to him and gave him what did I give him? But one of my dollars was worth $42 of theirs. That's what the rate of exchange was. And that, you know, I thought I could buy Budapest. It didn't turn out that way. But I had him play my favorite song. And then he saw where I was sitting. And after that one evening, I was down there every evening. I was there for a whole week or so, you know, in that hotel. And as soon as I come down to my booth, the whole band come over to my booth. I saw they did. They knew where the money was already. But that is sister. That's their tradition. That's how they do. And what tickled me the most, though, I knew a couple of Hungarian songs that even he didn't know. All that made me feel good. It surely did. But they stayed at my table every night. And I fed them the money, but that's what I wanted them to do, is play that music for me.
Did you play anything with them?
No.
Did you play with them?
No. I'm sorry I didn't now. And now when the band came to my booth or my table, this thing stayed up on the stage, you know. Well, I was scared to death. First time in communist country and all that and by myself. And the police or soldiers, they checked my passport 10 times as long as they did anybody else's because I was by myself. I don't know what they thought I was or whatever. And just one word, and I'll think about starting here. I went, because I had to go across the Russian border to where my people was from, you know. That was Hungary in the old days. So I went to the American embassy in Budapest. Taxi man let me out. Here's the embassy. No guard, no soldier, no nothing there. You just walk right in. That's odd, don't you think? Shouldn't there have been one of our American soldiers or something guarding the American embassy? Isn't that a rule? Nobody there. Anyhow, I went in, I told him, I said, now I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going across the Russian border, told him where I'm. Okay, okay, just like that. I'm telling you, it just sunk from here to yonder. And then when I got to Russia, I went to their embassy, you know. And, oh, I'm sorry, I went to the embassy in Budapest, the Russian embassy, after I left the Hungarian one. And they treated me like a statesman or something. Polite, I'm telling you. That made me more afraid of them. but it was quite an experience. And that was my first time over there, and I was a nervous wreck and everything, but I'd love to make another trip back, you know, because I'd know more about it now and everything. And, oh, well.
Would you play something on
the
devil for us?
Oh, honey, I called her honey. Ain't she a good-looking woman? Me? Oh, no, I can't play the... I swear, I'm not making excuses. I can't hold it, and they're nothing, much less finger. Now, you come down here and play this team along, and I'll play that song with Pirush Roja. Now, that's one I don't know all the words to. This is a nice start. Clapping, you know it.
We need to move your chair a little bit so you don't fall.
I'm gonna fall.
Get close to the edge.
Oh, I'm getting excited there. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I feel a lot safer.
That wouldn't be the first time I fell off my chair in a good old day. My daddy, bless his soul, may it rest in peace. He'd be sitting right there doing this, you know, and especially when we was playing a slow song, I don't know whether it was drink or water. Well, pretty soon he was going out when he quit, you know. So we went through all of that, but.
Sure, the hammer's always padded for the cymbal on.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're, as you hold them, they look curved out.
Well, that's the reason I bought them. Always, you see all my homemade ones? I always made them straight up and down, like you was talking about. I never could figure out why he did that. Maybe he's cross-eyed or something. I don't know. I didn't mean that. I don't mean no offense like that. But the only thing I could come up with, sometime with you crisscrossing or something, when it's sticking up, you more apt to hit one or something. I don't know. But you more apt to hit one that way, too. Oh, I'm trying to think.
Play another sad one. Those are beautiful.
Sad song?
Yeah.
Man, way up in them, they're all sad. No. Well, let's see. Chocolate Keys Line, Mono Villagone. It's all time a man singing, there's only one girl in this world for me. That's what.
Thank you.
Wife ain't never gonna believe how y'all clap for me. But I'll sure have it over at one of her. I'm gonna tell her what for. Can you imagine a woman not liking this kind of music? Not like music, period. Feel sorry for her. I do too, but it ain't helped me every bit. She was blessed with that. I'm not making fun of my wife. I love her very much. But she can't carry one note to another. You better not. She can't carry one note to another. She's just one of them people that can't not sing two notes in a row, you know. Every once in a while in the good old days when we was young, she would let out, and it's fun to hear somebody sing all key and every which way. That's funny, isn't it? You know, I told Jerry, if you just tell her, sit up here, or when you're talking to people, tell the truth, and it's funnier a lot of times than anything else. But we like to hide things and be, you know, we don't believe in being completely honest with each other and so on. How are you? Oh, how nice you look. Hey, I meant that. You do look nice. She reminds me of a pretty gypsy woman, Margaret. And she, you notice how fast she learned that Hungarian song? She got some gypsy in it. Well, I'm running out, Jerry. You're sitting there, relax.
Play gypsy, sing gypsy.
Well, yeah, that's more upper class or something. And let's see. Favorite tune? Well, the graveyard one, I played that. And Leaving the Village, them sad songs, they remind me so much of me or something, in a way, you know. I can relate to them or something. And
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any, your family or you have any understanding about where cymbalums came from?
Well, my dad and mom, let's see, she got married in this country when she was 16. She came over when she was about 12 years old, and dad, he hadn't been here very long either. So they were youngsters, and they were peasants. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud of the peasants. That's where my people come from. But I guess when they were youngsters, they were so busy, you know, trying to make a living and get food and so on like that, that they've had their hometown shindigs, perhaps. But they all know the cymbalum. They all know the Hungarian band. So,
did you ever think that the cymbalums came from the gypsies or came from the Hungarians? Who got it off of who or anything like that?
Well, you know who's going to take up for who, doesn't you? Now, my understanding, maybe y'all know something about that. I understood that the dulcimer originated in China, and I can believe that some of the instruments them people have that you see on TV. I'm not sure, but they say it originated in China. I don't know. But I'd like to know whoever cooked up this thing, you know, this big. Pardon? Yeah. Oh, and in the old days, you know, we was going to play for what people call it this to say, gig? Ooh, that's a terrible name, isn't it? But I use fine sandpaper. Have to shine all these strings up, you know. And these do shine up pretty, but I didn't feel like doing it now. And you try to clean one of the... Y'all have problems? No, they don't. Your dulcimer player, y'all don't have that problem. You got smooth sand, I think. But you try to work something up underneath there, and every which way, you know, with a rag and a long piece of wire, It's hard, I'll tell you. That's reason I don't clean it much. Well, Jerry, what do you want?